Record.
Okay, we'll wait for Phil. I forgot he was good.
Wait for the slow guy, please.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jacuzzi came out and gave us a bid for it. And just a basic, you know, I mean, it might have a few little fancy things. $27,000.
Sure, of course.
I had bath fitters come. $10,000.
Thank you, sir. Oops.
I'm here. I actually have enough, I think.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, wow. Was this for our special meeting? Holy moly, we made some notes, didn't we?
I put in his attachments, and that's why it's that's so awesome, incredibly though. Large. Because I was like, well, that's what you were...
Yeah, that's good.
...working on, so...
Yeah. Well, keep it all together. Obviously, giving this is like, you know, let's start meeting.
It's quite amazing. This thing isn't busted in about 40 pieces.
Oh, from last night?
And having a spell.
Oh. Yeah,
they have to use that last night.
No.
Life happens.
No for you, Bob.
I can't wait to watch the meeting.
Am I correct? What is town meeting day? What is the date of town meeting day this week?
It's Tuesday.
It's the 7th?
But we have pre-town meeting on Monday night.
Okay, because I mean, is it Tuesday the 5th?
Yes.
Okay. But wait, when is it?
Third, fourth. Fourth.
Fourth.
When's,
oh, okay.
When's the election?
The 4th.
Yeah, that's okay. Town meeting day.
Oh, okay. That, so this was,
when you
was on the
fill out the ballot.
So discussion the night before is not...
That's Monday.
Right.
Yeah, that's not binding in any way. It's just everybody gets to understand what's going on.
Okay, so that's where they go through all the ballot initiatives.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And that's where we spend a fifth of our budget on everybody's initiatives.
I know.
It's expensive.
I usually just go, no.
All right, so first thing is to review the minutes, or...
So one thing that you're not going to notice on the minutes, and Linda found this, is that she wanted me to add on page 3, I think it is, page...
yeah, it is.
Where I was talking about organizational meeting and talking about the appointments and noting advertising the openings and endings of the appointments, she wanted me to make note that her appointment is expiring, but she does want to continue on with the Planning Commission. So that's page 3. It's the middle of the paragraph there. I did add that. It just didn't get shared with... Mr. Adams.
So, anybody want to make a motion for the
Make a motion to approve the meeting, the minutes.
Second?
I will second that.
I think from this point forward, Cindy should make all the motions.
Why?
Because it's her last.
Sure, so and one of us, Bob.
And when we're all done, you can hit the gavel.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the final hit. That's right, guys. That's right.
We had fun with the gavel the other night.
That's right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstention. Yeah, I wasn't here. So.
Couple of things. Cindy has given us a letter of resignation, which we are sorry to see you go. At least I am.
Okay.
I'll let the other people say for themselves. We will, to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, all the appointments will be advertised right after the town meeting, the reorganization, the meeting they have.
Okay.
So,
You mean on the Monday night?
No. That's going to be problematic too. Because
you're talking about the first select
board. Their first select board meeting won't be until later in the month.
It's like March 15th or something.
Yeah. So, 18th. Let me see what I can do, because we want to get you on.
Okay.
And what we have done in the past is advertise it all. The select board has advertised all the openings, so people don't say, "Well, I never knew what was going." You know.
Right.
So we advertise all, and everybody gets a chance to. Nobody ever does, but they get a chance to apply if they want. So that's why I was going to hold off on having the select board appoint her until their next meeting, but it just dawned on me that their next meeting isn't until
at least the 11th.
Yeah.
Because the voting is the 4th.
Yeah, so
I think it's
like the 19th.
Or, oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever day is, whatever Tuesday that is down the end there.
Yeah, 18th.
18th. Yeah. So we got to do something before there, because we have a meeting the 4th.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, the 5th, and then the 19th is the PC meetings.
Yeah.
March 5th. So
yeah,
that's
So what we'll try to do, I'll see if I can get them to appoint you Monday night at that meeting, because that's an official select board meeting.
Okay.
Good. Oh, it is? The general meeting? The Monday.
Okay, good deal.
Because that would just be...
Okay.
That would be stupid.
That way she can jump in.
It's nice to play by the rules, but if the rules get in the way, you got to do something different.
Exactly. Times of the essence.
Donald Trump is doing a good job.
I was thinking just that.
So I'm taking my...
Oh, by the way, it just popped up on my news feed. The CDC is now ending its flu vaccination program.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, why not?
Well, why not? Yeah. I mean, Elon Musk must have told them to
do that.
Less people we have to pay
I think
for.
We should probably stop before we go down this road, because I think that I could probably
Phil has
talk.
A question.
Just I'm confused. Is Cindy... not going to stay through any longer?
Dad's going to take over.
Yeah. If we can do it immediately, I'm not going to leave you guys without a quorum or anything, but if we can do it immediately, then definitely
I want to. It's a meeting. I will tell Joe to put it on the on the agenda, so it'll say that.
Yeah.
Be an informational meeting. Seal came up with it. She found out that we have to appoint her in the interim to be the moderator. So I have to open the meeting, start the meeting. So just
when is that meeting?
That's Monday night. And Monday
this coming month.
A week from
the 4th, 3rd of March.
It's March, whatever the Monday before the first Tuesday in the month.
3rd of March.
And I think it's
3rd of March.
3rd of March. Okay. So yeah, and the 4th is anyways. It's. So we can do that then, and
so
I'll
you
just have
open the meeting, take care of some business, and then start the informational meeting.
Yeah,
awesome.
That would be a waste.
So are you keeping the same numbers for the planning commission?
Yeah.
Intending to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
So I am anticipating a resignation letter from Patrick. He has not sent it to me, but he said I talked to him, and he said he would.
Okay.
And he's got a new job, and it's going to conflict, and on top of being sick. So he is...
Did you get my email today? Or?
I didn't.
It actually has created a dilemma for me, because I was going to talk to you about that. As you know, I'm on 4 different boards now, and it's literally every week my entire week is getting swallowed up. So I was going to talk to you about where it's got to give.
Well, we can talk about that.
No, I didn't know if you wanted to have kind of new, more responsive blood on the planning commission. So I was going to see what you said about that, but I can't, as it stands right now, if I left, there would be no quorum.
Well, okay.
So I'll stay in it for as long as you need me to,
okay.
And maybe we can talk about some other me getting off some other boards, because I just can't. You know, actually Tuesdays now I have 2 meetings which take up my afternoon and evening, and then.
Well, I don't have my Tuesdays anymore, so So if you wanted to get the regional too, I'd be willing to get in
that. Well, that's what I said. I sent you a note on that.
Okay.
Because I said, you know, because I think that this, it, what would work is if one of us was the, because Devin said that he'd like to have like one of us as the alternate,
yeah,
and one as the main, and then we could switch whichever it was.
Yeah, that would work.
So, but
good.
Yeah, I mean, because it's going to be.
All right, well, we'll
talk about it.
And then we can deal with that, and that can, that, you know, if we get to some point, we can do that. The point is we need to get some people in here that can come every week. And
especially with the responsibilities.
That's here. That's great. And
I mean, do we have any idea of anyone who could?
I don't off the top of my head.
I told Mike that we were looking for planning commission.
I would love, Mike would be a good, he's busy.
He is.
And he's got, although his kids are getting to the point where they're not going to need him anymore for baseball coach and that kind of stuff like that, but he's going to be, he's got kids stuff on top of what he already does as a teacher and what he already does
as
extracurricular.
Fairhaven Fitness.
Whatever, you know, so
I
would love to have him because he's a clever guy.
Yeah, he is. Very nice.
But if you know anybody,
we'll set him down.
We're looking, and I said that to the board last night as well. So we need to do that, and that, you know, there are people that are right on the cusp of wanting to get involved, so maybe we can,
you know, Bob, what might be a good idea is to contact the publisher of that paper, the Lakeside News,
yeah,
and say, hey, would you run an article for me about the Planning Commission of Fairhaven?
That's a
hey,
great idea.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe yeah. People, they know, but they don't know because you
yeah,
hear
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Is it true? Is it really true?
People do read that paper.
They,
yeah,
they do.
Do.
It's
they
a
do,
big
yeah.
thing. Maybe
well,
just
our, it's our paper of record now.
Yeah. But maybe some little blurb in that paper is saying, hey, people, you know, here's your time, step up. I mean, there's a few on Facebook I like to tell us to step up, and I do all the time, but
I bet there are people that don't even know what the Planning Commission
does. That's exactly
does.
What
yes.
I'm thinking, a little yeah. brief little interview, so to speak. This is what the PC does.
This is exciting time now.
Well, not to mention with all these new responsibilities that's going to be heaped onto you guys, you're going to need eventually a 7-board a commission, I imagine, at some point. If this thing explodes,
I just don't dare go to 7.
I
you know,
do understand what you're saying. Once bitten, twice shy.
Right.
Yeah.
And at this point,
is
it's
the,
not there. But
is the minimum 5?
As
or probably
minimum?
The minimum is 3, to be honest with you.
Because it is for the
select board. I don't know, but I mean,
okay.
It's Vermont.
Sure. Exactly.
Do you know what the minimum is?
I would think 3. Yeah.
You know, but it's.
But you want
5? No,
more.
you want some.
Yeah.
You want some diversity. You want to hear the.
But with the EDC being a part of this too, maybe the two between the commission and the EDC, there can be some overlap. You know what I'm saying?
There may be some people there. There's a couple people at the EDC
maybe.
That are that have expressed interest in both.
Yeah. Laura might.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She the bunk.
Yes.
Woman. Yeah. She has. I almost talked her into running for select board, but she didn't.
Who's that?
Laura Padron.
Laura Padron. Yeah.
She works at the yoga studio.
Oh.
Yeah, she's I thought she was clever.
Well, I think a little article maybe to, you know,
yeah,
to
that's
explaining
a good idea.
What the does, and hey, listen, you know, come and be a part of Fairhaven. Make it bigger and better, you know.
Be careful, I'll sick Roy and all of you.
Yeah, right. No, thank you.
The editor.
Yeah.
Roy.
Roy the trumper.
Oh.
Back to that. But anyways, the other story that, so there's going to be some change in bodies here. That's great. And not great. The other end of the story is I talked to Logan after our meeting. He has talked to Gary from the state who actually oversees this program. He said that we have a lot of what we need to do, but he says it doesn't look like you're going to get to that end of March,
oh,
April
no.
thing.
Really? Why?
He said it's far more complicated. And so
oh,
he said the next application time frame is September. So in a way, that's kind
that's
of good.
Not,
I suppose
that's
we'll
not
change.
That far off.
No, it isn't. And,
no.
And April is way close.
It's
when you really get
too,
to
way close.
And so that was kind of, I was kind of relieved about that. And the other thing he said, you know, Logan was pushing for us to get this historic
review board or something.
The historic stuff into the zoning regs.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy from the state said it just doesn't make any sense to do it that way. He said, get your regs squared away for the historic, get your subdivision regs squared away, and do one public hearing
for both.
Because they're all going into the zoning regs. So that made a lot of sense. And you don't have to do that dance again where it's 45 days and 45 days.
Okay, it does make sense. But you're talking about the bylaw amendments that we're talking...
Yeah.
Section 929.
929.
And 203.
And then the subdivision regs, which are the whole big, what are they, 14 pages of regs.
I think it is...
This one right here you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Weren't we going to get a better copy, so...
I thought we may have. I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is the one that had all the issues with the...
Subdivision regs? Did we get a different copy from Logan? I will ask.
He was going to because everybody had problems with the comments and stuff on it.
Yes. Now, who made the comments?
He did. He made replies to what...
to certain things in here.
What Glenn Travers had asked questions about.
Oh, so this is your...
So, let me explain to him what we need, because I think you're right. We got another copy of what that is all about.
Oh, I'm so glad you can have subdivision.
Well,
sorry, guys.
The thing about the subdivisions is it's a few pages of stuff, but it's kind of like the historic district. It's pretty wide open. I think the biggest decision we have to make in that is a large and a small subdivision?
Yes. Right, major.
Major. It's like 10 acres. You have to make that decision of what you, and that's the biggest designation of anything. And I wish I could find my copy of that. It should be here somewhere. And then... We gave him, I don't know why that's there. Oh, here we are. So, yeah, see, there's a coffee thing here and there.
but you can at least read yours.
Yeah.
You couldn't read the one I have.
So, what I'll do is I'll get good copies of this for everybody. Because this, you can actually read the comments. Mm-hmm. And then what we can do is schedule a night. We can still adopt the historic ones tonight if you feel that's necessary. But we don't have a map for it.
No, exactly.
So,
yeah, that doesn't sound prudent.
Right, yeah, right. We've got time now. That's a good thing.
What do you mean we don't have a map?
There has to be a map included with it.
Last meeting, we were going to ask if he could do the formal map with the
hearing. Mm-hmm. And he didn't see my email until yesterday and didn't have time to do it. But he agreed that's okay. This is the one. This is one of the ones we have for the...
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah.
So is that the one we're going to definitely use, or is it not?
That was what we agreed on yesterday or Monday.
Okay.
If you have any, we've got time, so if you have any...
I just want to make sure that there was a map prepared and included. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's going to happen, that's fine.
So essentially it'll be this map with a different header that will say Downtown Historic District. So it adds on...
Quite a bit.
The white areas here.
Sorry, can I ask just the Fairhaven, what is it? The Fairhaven Green Historic District that's on the National Register of Historic Places. Is it? Does it correspond with this?
The red?
Yeah. Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure. Do you know?
I don't know either. No.
Okay, so we have to find that out. I think there's so many different little designations, and none of them count for the other thing.
Yeah.
Which is why we had to go all through this the historic district, and it was at one point it was a rush, and now it's not a rush.
Yeah.
So, which is good news, really. and we can put, we can get the subdivisions done at the same time. That's a great thing. That's,
it is. It does save a lot of time, warnings, and a little bit of money, and all that nonsense. So get him in here at one time and do it all at once. Yep. It does make sense.
If we need Logan, he can be here the 4th. Is that the Wednesday?
It would be the 5th.
5th, okay. He can be here for that, and I think we may. And it may be a good time to finalize the historic district and have the map and everybody be there, and then we can just hold on to that. Now, did everybody get the email from Logan that had Hardwick's application?
Yes, I think I did, because I read through part of that.
So there, the other thing that I want is that there, they have, that's a good template to use for the introduction letter, and then the rest of it is there too, but it's much more formal than the one we had, and so I think it's probably the way to go. And the other end of the story is, there's a lot came out of a phone call from, and I'm a terrible note taker, but it, so I'm bouncing around a little bit. But the other thing, talking to Logan yesterday, Gary is more than happy to come down and walk us through things and say, here, this is what you need, this is good.
That'd be great.
We have, Joe has, in that same vein, Joe has given us a bunch of the things we need, like the minutes where the select board directed us to do this, budgets for water, sewer, department, public works, and just the regular budget, all have water and sewer and downtown pieces to it.
Okay.
So they want to see that. They want to see, plus it also has a budget for the EDC and the Fairhaven Partners. EDC, Fairhaven Partners, I got to remember to call it both. He wants to meet with the EDC because he wants them to understand how they've become integral to this process.
That'd be a good idea.
You know, who wants to meet with him?
His name is Gary.
Okay, guys, from the state.
Gary from the state. How's that?
Gary from the state.
Yeah, that's his last name. State. And, from
you the know, state. In Vermont, you probably could send that.
Did he get to the right person?
Okay, wait a second. I've got, this is a very quick story. When we got back from our honeymoon, we had a card in our box. Congratulations on your wedding from Laurel and Greg Knapp. And it was addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Long Polish Name.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's great.
And it got to us.
No kidding. I love that.
Because they had no idea.
Yeah. That is awesome.
We laughed so hard when we saw that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I hope you saved that.
But anyways, so the bottom line is we have a few things to do. We have a lot to put on it. Logan is going to start a spreadsheet with checkoffs so we can, we've got this done.
That's a good idea, because I'm kind of thinking, what have we got done?
We've got a lot.
Seriously, I'm sitting here looking.
Well, we got the historic district, all that done. We got
maps.
A lot, and the problem is that the state wants a lot of documentation.
I guess maybe.
Which is the state. And there's no getting around it. Bureaucrats got to justify their own existence, you know. And but having said that, we have our budgets. They'll want us to say, this budget is specifically for this. This budget line item is specifically for this. We'll have to do that. And he'll be very helpful in that, because he'll know exactly what we have to say, so we can show him that. We've got the tax stabilization all this stuff. I've got to scan and send it over to Logan, which I will do. Or maybe Joe will do. So we've got a lot, but we've got a lot to do, and we just have more time, which is
not a bad thing, really. No, no. Changing of the guards.
I know. I kept thinking April.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It'll be a lot cleaner, and this guy is willing. He saw the cover letter, and he saw some of the checkoff things that we've already done, and he was okay with it. But it's like, nice job, flesh it out. One of those deals.
Flesh it out. The letter?
Well, did you see the letter that Hardwick had?
No.
Well, look at theirs. It's very much more formal, much more. We have the EDC, Fairhaven Partners, who are these things, and it's very specific.
The Economic Development and Downtown Partnership.
Yeah, by the way, you're on both. Congratulations. What they're doing is, at this point, is they're rewriting their bylaws to include the Fairhaven. Yes.
Deb is rewriting the bylaws. Yes.
Somebody said that, and I said, I wonder.
But
Glenn said, he said he hadn't talked to you in a while, and you've been sick, and he didn't want to push it.
So right when I was starting to work, I basically said I would try to get it done in a month, and then... Of course, I left it to the last 2 weeks of the month.
Of course.
And then I got COVID. And so I was lying around for 2 weeks going, ah. So this month.
You'll be able to talk to this guy. And he will be able to, he'll say, okay, that's what we need, that's good. Maybe some more verbiage, some way, some different way.
You said he wants to meet with the EDC, and do you know if that has been? That's not something that's been scheduled yet.
No, I think
like that, but it's
the way things work in Vermont. Everything is before or after the town meeting.
Okay, right.
So it'll be sometime probably in March will be the first meeting, but it won't be the last. Is the good news? He'll either meet us. He'll either Zoom us or he will be here, but he wants to physically meet and he wants to go meet everybody, all the principals. So he'll be here for at least a few meetings. And
that's
and
good though.
That's great.
Get to know the players.
The way Logan left it was that he will come and do it. Maybe a monthly or 6 weeks check off here. Where are you at? This, we need this. This could be done now, the bottom line, the most difficult thing for us will be the getting the zoning stuff all figured out, the subdivision. And have you gone through the subdivision?
I had some notes to ask about if it was being discussed.
Well, I think
because I see a lot of it does go to the zoning administrator to make sure somebody has everything together before they come to the planning commission.
Yeah. Oh, good, you've got extra work.
Woohoo!
You're going to need an assistant, though.
Well, the good news is we don't have a lot of developable area in
you're
the town
right.
of Fairhaven.
You're
so
right.
You'll probably do it once in your lifetime, but it'll
true.
Be a long pain in the ass.
So
I'm not sure that we need to do anything tonight. The only thing I do need is I'll get hold of Joe and make that schedule so you're on.
Okay,
you're official.
That's
and then thanks. You and I can talk at some point or tonight or whenever.
Is there
or whatever.
Could I just ask with formalities with things? Do you need the Planning Commission to send on a recommendation to appoint?
Yeah, we probably should, yes.
I mean, that's what happens with the zoning administrator.
Yep.
I don't know whether that's been prior practice or not.
As I said in my email, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Never ignore a volunteer.
Sure. That's right, exactly.
Well, I know the first time when I joined the Planning Commission before, I came to a meeting to meet whoever was on, and then y'all said, yeah, sure, voted, and then sent a recommendation.
It's simpler this time because we know you.
That's good. But I'm just saying, like, that is
hard for small town.
I thought maybe. I didn't know if you wanted to do that.
Yeah. So that would be a very good idea. So the first motion would be to accept the letter of resignation.
Oh. I can't do it tonight, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, you can.
I'll make a motion that the Planning Commission accepts my letter of resignation.
I'll second it.
Is that something that we have to... have to vote on? I mean, I don't think we can prevent somebody.
Well, no, we can't prevent it, but it makes it formal, I guess. I don't know. We've always done it at the select board level. I don't know why we wouldn't. And it makes perfect sense. Don't accept.
You must stay.
No, that's you must.
Exactly.
We'll get those handcuffs.
I would move to amend that motion.
Go ahead.
That the Planning Commission accept the resignation of Cindy with regret.
Thank you.
That sounds better.
Thank you.
You all right with that amendment?
I am fine.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, the next recommendation would be to recommend that we take.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept Deb's letter of interest of joining the Planning Commission.
I second that motion.
Okay. Questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
You know what? I mean, we recommend that the Board of Selectmen
accept Deborah's
appoint
Deborah to the Planning Commission. Sorry.
You got that?
Okay, that's a
Jen's loud.
And I second that amendment.
Recommend the select board accept Deb's letter
of interest.
Of interest.
Lack of a better word, I guess.
Where's, and appoint her.
And appoint her immediately.
Sorry.
Exactly.
And are there copies going to be available just to put in the Planning Commission book of the resignation and
her?
Yep.
I want you to have this.
Commission.
It's duly signed.
Okay.
And dated.
And dated.
It's dated too.
I'm sure Danny will find a place where it belongs somewhere.
Yeah. it really should
do
be.
Do you
there.
Want a copy?
It's one step above a sticky note.
Regular sheet.
If you're going to add it in, then that's okay. I won't do that.
Okay.
My letter of interest I sent a while back.
That'll be fine.
But it's
we'll dig it up someplace.
It's really I never bad. Sent a letter of interest when I was.
I will deal with that tonight. I'll get hold of Joe.
Bless your heart.
I was impressed under the commission. You know, like the old press gangs, and they pick people off the street and throw them in.
You
do this now.
We're getting that desperate, Jason. So don't laugh.
We used to say that we wouldn't do that if the British Navy were here. Mom, we are the British. No,
Linda, you seconded Cindy's motion to accept the letter, right? You were the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talked and I babbled, and
all in favor.
They're really probably it's probably not worth starting something now, unless anybody wants to hang here for another hour.
No, I could go home and get into my jammies and
do
whatever
I want to do. I have lots of
even
more reading material.
Yes, ma'am, you do.
Yeah, there you go.
I just feel it's the best way for you, Deborah. That way you jump in the very beginning. You're kind of in on the get-go of it.
I like that idea.
Yeah, me too. It was better, I thought. And in this way, this will help you out. If you got questions, I'm sure Linda or anybody here will help you out with it and things like that. But I just think it's better for you. Especially now with the subdivision and stuff like that.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bob, will the select board be made aware of losing the other member?
As soon as I get something official from him.
Okay.
And if I don't hear anything from him tomorrow, I'll send him another email. He responded well. He was disappointed, but he understood.
Okay.
And
I mean, it's just the PC's getting busy right now. They really need somebody. If you started a new job.
Your letter was... Perfect.
I thought it was too.
It was very well.
It was understanding.
What a nice letter.
What a nice
letter. Then I blew it by going all batshit on
It's all good.
Oops.
I can't wait to watch it.
Me either. I can't wait to see it. I say good for you, Bob. Nice.
No, it was not good.
Okay, I'm just going to say the last month, Art actually came down with COVID, like right on the 20th, on Inauguration Day.
Oh, no.
J.D. Vance was just about to get sworn in, and he said, I feel like I'm going to puke. I said, I do too. And then he said, no, really. And he caught up and he ran to the bathroom. And then basically, the next 2 weeks, just it all felt like a fever dream, you know? Yeah.
It still feels like a fever dream.
Surely this is a hallucination. What? No, it's not.
It's
so,
still a fever dream.
So just to be fair, it's like, you've been under a lot of stress like we are.
I haven't talked to my brother. He works. Yeah. He's a staff on the Senate Banking Committee. And I haven't talked to him. And he hasn't spoken one word. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he's holed up in his house, curled up in a corner.
Yeah, just I'm wondering if he's gonna when the bomb is gonna drop on
him. He thought he was gonna lose his job because he worked for what's the guy from Ohio, who was the banking?
Sherrod Brown, yeah.
Sherrod Brown.
Oh, Sherrod Brown! And, what a great guy! I'm so sorry
yeah,
that he lost.
Guy.
He lost, right? As a lurker.
But the new chairman kept him. I think they needed continuity, and so you know I'm sure that it's not forever. And he could retire. He's old enough to retire, but he has not spoken a word. And that is unlike that Richards.
Hmm.
There ain't a Richards that won't speak a word anytime. But so I don't know. I actually thought I'd get him a call this week and see what's going on.
No.
So, if nobody has anything else that they feel we could do, what I'll do for the next meeting, for the 4th, because we'll have Logan here, is I'll go over with Logan and see what he thinks we can do to get checked off.
Yeah.
You know, so if we can do the tax stabilization program, all the little stuff that's simple. We already have a policy that works.
Yep.
Check.
Because the EDC could give you all the info about the tax stabilization.
Yeah.
They
well, we have the select board has a policy.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I'm confused. Just this tax stabilization. I know there was tax stabilization for the commercial buildings,
mm-hmm.
and then in the EDC, they extended it to
residential.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what? Is it just something that paperwork has to be included with the application?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's
not anything that has to be done.
Do you
so
have
much
a copy?
Like
you must have a copy
together,
of the of the rural the downtown designation.
This one here.
Yeah, the little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in there's a checklist.
Yes. Right.
So that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
And I think we get everything we can get together, and then we have Logan and Gary come here and say, that's fine, but we need this, and this for that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so we get to flesh it out. And then, in the meantime, we have to spend several meetings doing the subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good on the downtown historic division if the map checks out with everybody. So we go from there to there, and then we have that, and then we could get that scheduled and going.
So I don't want to, you know, since, you know, you're moving towards the wrap, but I don't want to bog everything down, but I just want to ask with the historic district. Oh, see.
That
so,
magazine?
So I remember when we were
that?
Revising the bylaws, no, when we were revising the bylaws before, something came up about, you know, a historic district, and we had said, but that gets really complicated because...
It turns out it really isn't.
It really isn't.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
It's a two-page...
So I just wondered if you could just bring me up to speed a little bit on what, like, after that...
Well, you should have a copy of that.
I have some notes
like
on the application guide.
After our...
That's where I put it,
discussions
too.
About it. What...
Yeah,
what changed.
Oh, here.
Basically...
No.
I think Logan helping them understand the state statutes is what really helped them to move forward in choosing this option. Yeah. Because when they went through the state statutes, it seemed that from the state statutes that this was the best fit for to meet that requirement.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
Because everything else is a little bit, it would either be too much regulation or it just was too much work. Yeah, the Divine Review Committee, they didn't want to do anything like that because that's just too much regulation.
Yes. Okay. Now, I do have one more question. We had also mentioned Monday night.
What?
Exactly. On Monday night, we had mentioned about... when we did the bylaw thing here about having, did we need that second page explain, just reference the, like we have then?
Right.
Okay, so that was one question.
The 4414.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. VSA 24.
We have to make sure that all those five criteria are in the actual zoning grant that we're going to adopt. And they are, according to Logan.
Right.
I thought they were, that was kind of a slam dunk.
Okay.
But it would be nice to get that confirmed. He did say that when I talked to him the other day, that it was good.
All right.
But,
because everything else has been just referenced, so I can't imagine we have to attach the actual statute with it. That just seems kind of redundant, in my opinion. But okay, that answered my question. Then thank you, Bob.
Sure.
Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
I got Thin Mints and milk waiting for me. Come on, CJ's.
Thank you very much for your service.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. Okay, so was that everybody
traitor? Traitor?
Yeah.
I know, right? Everybody in favor? Meeting adjourned. Official. All
right.
Yes. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for all the
Hey, yeah. Get your jump started anyway.
I've uploaded that meeting yet.
Yeah, keep it.